We have been living under this cloud of impunity where this perception continues to exist in our country that certain people are above the law. The TRC report provides a great avenue for us to get out of this mess, and the president, as the head of the country, is under obligation to implement what is considered the law of the land. The commission was established by the legislature, and anything comes out of the legislature is the law of the land. And there's no excuse why the president cannot enforce the law of the land that is part of her oath of office.
There are those who will say that your demands are very strong.
No demand is stronger than the protection of our country. I will also say to those people that the wickedness that was melted on the Liberian people by these war laws that the president is trying to protect, their action was beyond, I don't know which word to even use to describe that. So if you compare their action with our demand that the president either implement this report or resign, it's just like comparing peanuts with a big grateful suit.
The president's people will say that, the report has been released and let the Liberian people decide whether it should be implemented or not.
We are part of the Liberian people. I mean, I'm a Liberian. The members of the Liberian Human Rights Campaign are Liberians. So if there's some special Liberian people we're talking about here, we are all Liberians.
The president has been very consistent in saying that it will be the Liberian people who will make a final determination as to what happened. And so those who are calling for the president to implement a TRC report that is all close into controversy must retain. And, of course, calling for her resignation is just far-fetched. It's not possible. She's not going to resign. She's going to do the right thing, and that is follow what the Liberian people say.
What do you mean that the TRC report is clothed in controversy?
James, you know, for example, there are some people who have been implicated in that report, who the report is calling for 30 years ban on such people without being given their day in court. There are some who argue that this is against the constitution of our land for you to ban someone from participating in the political process without due process. Others are saying that there are some who should have been included in that report who's not there. So there's so much controversy that's around this report. Now, in the face of these controversies, for someone out of cowardice, and I call that cowardice because there are some people who feel very, very much threatened that Madam Salif coming in 2011 to rerun is going to be a problem for them. And so they get involved in all kinds of political games, first trying to ban her from participating and then coming up with this very lame argument that because she's not implementing the TRC report, she should resign. We think it's just cowardice.